Chapter 58. Thomas stepped into a wide lobby with a few couches and chairs, fronted by a large, empty desk. It was different from the ones he'd seen the last time he was there. The furniture was colorful and bright, but it did nothing to perk up the dreary feel of the place.
"I thought we'd spend a few minutes in my office," Jansen said, and pointed down the hallway that branched off to the right of the lobby.
They started walking that way.
"We're terribly sorry about what happened in Denver. A shame to lose a city with such potential. All the more reason we need to get this done and get it done quickly."
"What is it you have to do?" he forced himself to ask.
"We'll discuss everything in my office. Our lead team is there."
The device hidden in his backpack weighed heavily on Thomas's thoughts. Somehow, he had to get it planted as soon as possible and get the clock ticking.
"That's fine," he said. "But I really need to use the bathroom first."
It was the simplest idea he could come up with, and the only sure way to get a minute alone.
"There's one just up ahead," the rat man replied.
They turned a corner and continued down an even duller corridor that led to the men's room.
"I'll wait out here," Jansen said, with a nod toward the door.
Thomas went inside without saying a word. He pulled the device from his backpack and looked around. There was a wooden cabinet for storing toiletries above the sink, and the top of it had a lip just tall enough that Thomas could slip the gadget in and it would be concealed. He flushed the toilet and then turned on the water at the sink. He activated the device as he'd been taught, wincing at the slight beep that sounded, then reached up and deposited it on top of the cabinet. After shutting off the water, he calmed himself while the hand blower ran its course. Then he stepped back into the hallway.
"All finished?"
Jansen asked, annoyingly polite.
"All finished," Thomas replied.
They continued walking, passing a few crookedly hung portraits of Chancellor Page, just like the ones on the posters in Denver.
"Am I ever going to meet the Chancellor?" Thomas finally asked, curious about the woman.
"Chancellor Page is very busy," Jansen answered. "You have to remember, Thomas, completing the blueprint and finalizing the cure are only the beginning. We're still organizing the logistics of getting it out to the masses. Most of the team is working hard at it as we speak."
"What makes you so sure this will work? Why just me?"
Jansen glanced at him, flashed his rodent-like smile.
"I know, Thomas. I believe it with every ounce of my being, and I promise you'll get the credit you deserve."
For some reason, Thomas thought of Newt just then.
"I don't want any credit."
"Here we are,"
the man replied, ignoring Thomas. They'd reached an unmarked door, and the rat man led him inside. Two people, a man and a woman, sat facing a desk. Thomas didn't recognize them. The woman wore a dark pantsuit and had long red hair, and thin-framed glasses were perched on her nose. The man was bald, angular, and skinny, dressed in green scrubs.
"These are my associates," Jansen said, already moving to sit behind the desk.
He motioned for Thomas to take the third seat between his two visitors, which he did.
"Dr. Wright," he pointed at the woman, "is our lead psych, and Dr. Christensen, our lead physician. We have a lot to discuss, so you'll pardon me if I'm short on introductions."
"Why am I the final candidate?" Thomas asked, cutting to the chase.
Jansen gathered himself, needlessly moving things around on his desk before sitting back and folding his hands on his lap.
"Excellent question. We had a handful of, pardon the term, subjects slated in the beginning to compete for this honor. Recently, it was narrowed to you and Teresa. But she has a way of following orders that you don't. Your tendency toward free thinking is what ultimately determined that you are the final candidate."
Played to the end, Thomas thought bitterly. His own attempts to rebel had turned out to be exactly what they wanted. Every ounce of his anger was directed at the man sitting in front of him, at the rat man. To Thomas, Jansen had come to represent wicked from top to bottom.
"Let's just get this over with," he said.
He did his best to hide it, but he could hear the fury in his own voice. Jansen seemed unfazed.
"Some patience, please. This won't take long. Keep in mind that collecting the kill zone patterns is a delicate operation. We're dealing with your mind, and the slightest mishap in what you're thinking or interpreting or perceiving can render the resultant findings worthless.
Yes, Dr. Wright added, tucking her hair behind an ear. I know A.D. Janssen told you about the importance of coming back, and we're glad you made the decision. Her voice was soft and pleasant and somehow exuded intelligence. Dr. Christensen cleared his throat, then spoke, his voice thin and reedy. Thomas immediately disliked him.
I don't know how you could have made any other decision. The whole world's on the verge of collapse, and you can help save it.
So say you, Thomas responded.
Exactly, Janssen said. So we say. Everything is ready, but there's still a little more to tell you so you can understand this decision you've made.
A little more to tell me? Thomas repeated. Isn't the whole point of the variables that I don't know everything? Aren't you going to throw me in a cage with gorillas or something? Maybe make me walk through a field of landmines? Dump me in the ocean, see if I can swim back to shore?
Just tell him the rest, Dr. Christensen answered.
The rest? Thomas asked.
Yes, Thomas, Janssen said through a sigh. The rest. After all the trials, after all the studies, after all the patterns that have been collected and scrutinized, after all the variables we've put you and your friends through, it comes down to this.
Thomas didn't say anything. He was barely able to breathe because of a strange anticipation, the simultaneous desires to know and not know. Janssen leaned forward, elbows on desk, a grave look shadowing his face.
One final thing.
And what's that?
Thomas, we need your brain.